Hey, Pike, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It feels like forever since I spoke to you, though. Like, literally forever, man.
It's been an entire week. That's more than 72 hours.
That's longer than 5 minutes. I'm not. I can't.
I did maths, and it was definitely more than 72 hours.
The quick maths agree with you. They do. It's definitely a thing. So what have you been up to? What's new? What did you do new this week?
Did a lot of streaming. Played a lot of video games.
That's a fine way to live a life. That's a good answer.
What did you do?
I did a lot of streaming, some video games and stuff.
What video games have you been playing?
You know, I've done a lot of different ones this week, actually, Pike. More than I expected. I played Doom on Monday.
I saw.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I was looking at some Doom Eternal stuff that obviously comes out at the end of the year. And do you ever get that you just want to play a certain genre of game and then there's one game in particular that seems to fit that slot for you? In my case, I just wanted to play a rail shooter. You know, one of those things where you like go from A to B and there'll be a lot of things that try and get in your way. Here's a really big gun. And I just wanted that, man.
I think there's a lot to be said for the fact that we both, so you consider what you want to play against what people want to watch and what your community expects and sort of try to form something that fits within that. And then every now and then you have to think, no, I'm going to be self-indulgent and yeah. I'm going to play the game that I want. And if people watch, then wonderful. And if not, still going to love the game.
That's exactly where I was with it. I mean, I usually finish at 11:30. I finished at 2:15 in the morning so I could finish the
game.
Wow.
Yeah, it's so good when you forget time.
Yeah, I just needed that, you know?
You need that. You do need that. That me time.
What else did I do this week? I've just started tonight Hellblade, Senua's Sacrifice.
I've never played one of those, but everyone tells me I should.
Without getting too controversial, as it's not my intention, I stayed away from it on purpose because of the huge mental health aspect of the game.
Yeah.
I don't understand it enough. And if I'm being straight honest, I was worried that it might turn into a sort of magnet for people coming in and trying to one-up each other with all that sort of stuff, or
negative conversation.
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. I didn't want it to become a negative conversation. I wanted the game to be an experience, and because of it, I've shied away from it. But recently I've been hearing more and more that I should play the game. Because of the mythology side of it, as you know, I'm a big mythology fan.
Absolutely.
This is a mix between Celt mythology and Norse mythology, which is actually where my name comes from. So an obvious fit, right? Outside of the mental health aspect, a very obvious fit. And I really enjoyed it. They've got these little stones around it that you can click and they tell you little snippets of Norse mythology.
Oh, so you get a little bit of lore as you go around.
Yeah, exactly that. Yeah, you get a bit of lore as well as living the mental health tale in the middle, where her brain's degrading and her thoughts are degrading while she's taking this trip through hell. You know,
I know literally nothing of this game.
That's literally it. So, well, as you're playing it, it's really cleverly done, actually. There's whispering voices in your headphones and in your head.
Ooh.
So there's voices always whispering you, like the doubt that you would feel, you know, and the stuff that's, in some cases, it's the thoughts that are actually in your head as you're going along. You know, you're fighting, it's like you're getting low on health. Cool. I'm not sure you can beat it. Yeah, they've done it really well. I do recommend it. It is on Game Pass. So, you know, free to play PC Game Pass and Xbox Game Pass. So if you have Ultimate, both options. Very pretty game. I enjoyed it more than I thought I would.
Well, it's always nice to be surprised.
It is. And it's nice to break away from the BRs a bit. Because obviously I mainline Destiny 2 during the day at the moment. So I've still been playing a lot of that.
We're both fairly hooked on Destiny 2 again, which is nice. It's nice to have that feeling. I hit level cap yesterday.
Nailed it. So now just light to go, right?
Immediately. No, sorry. I power capped, not level capped.
Nice. Cool.
So then I immediately was like, I don't know what to do now. And that's always my worry with Destiny.
I've been doing a lot of Gambit. But I'm trying to put together a raid squad. We should raid together.
We should raid together. We would do it on 17th of September when the Xbox and the
crossplay comes across.
And the PC, yeah. And I can connect the accounts and I don't have to play with my baby on PC.
Well, that could be fun. Yeah, no, absolutely. We could do that. That would be a good time. We should look forward to that.
I can scoop some people. I'm sure you can scoop some people. We can make a team.
I have a posse of peeps, bruh. I've got a posse of peeps.
Yeah, the only one of two other people that I know that play it well enough or long enough to get into raids, played her first raid recently and told me she never wanted to do it ever again.
And hated it. Yeah, I saw on Twitter.
But other than Destiny, I've fallen back for this BR, man.
You're going back into it. What specifically, Apex or Fortnite?
No, all of them. I'm neck deep.
Oh dear.
I fell so out of love with BRs, and now I'm playing Fortnite. I played PUBG today.
Oh my god.
I've been playing Apex. I played PUBG on Xbox.
Well, on Sunday night, I played PUBG with my friend Tojam from Twitch, and got to the end of the show, and we both rage uninstalled it. That was what PUBG became. Yeah.
Did you play it on PC or on?
Yeah, Xbox? I played it on PC.
PC's my preferred platform. Like, the majority of the community have Xboxes, so we tend to play.
If you
want to
be
there.
Social, you need the Xbox.
When PUBG was at its peak before Fortnite, I used to play PUBG all the time. I've got about 800 or 900 hours into PUBG, so I played it quite a lot. And it was always on PC. It was never short of people's place. There's a lot of people that I know that do play it on PC. It's just that the people that happen to be there at the moment are Xbox. I think if I played it on PC, that I could find the people on Mixer to fill a squad without too much trouble.
It feels dated on PC.
I'm not as good as I was.
Well, I feel dated as well.
I think I'm dated. Yeah, I used to consider myself to be very good and be every game I felt like I could contest for a win. Now maybe I can contest for this kill.
Yeah, I get you.
Part of my problem is that I play solos more than anything else. So I have not got the training behind me to, if I'm in a squad, being aware of the fact that there's three other members of their team that are flanking me or going to rush me. I can't just empty my gun into this one guy and then everything's going to be okay.
Yeah,
I think that's part of the problem I have with Apex is that I'm so keyed into one-on-ones that I can't deal with three-on-ones.
If you get the squad, yeah, I understand that.
And also, I have zero consideration for my team because I'm not used to... It's not that I don't want to be. I'm so not used to thinking, right, this guy needs to catch up or she needs to be with me and before we push together. I'm like, Persh, where was you? Why wasn't you there? I know I didn't say I was pushing. I know I didn't tell you where they were, but I'm dead and you guys are somewhere else. What's going on? This is your fault. So I'm finding teamwork an issue.
Uh-huh. I can't imagine that from you. That was sarcastic.
I felt it. I felt it in my bones. Sarcasm just eeped out of you. And I'm really loving them. I mean, to be fair, I've been playing the Team Rumble version, which is essentially Team Deathmatch.
Yeah, I get the Team Rumble thing. I like those limited time modes. They can be clever.
Mm. I don't love the BR in Fortnite. I'm not keen on the build aspect of the game, which is the bulk of the game.
It's the polarizing fact, right? People either love Fortnite for the building or they don't like it because of the building. It is the polarizing appeal of it.
So it's not that aspect of it, not for me. And although there's a lot of building in the Rumble, it's not the same.
Yeah, I get that.
No, I can run around and shoot people and there's less consequence to dying and I like that.
Well, Mixer is predominantly known as a BR platform. So
it is at the moment.
It's useful to play them, sadly. Hopefully that changes. The scope of the year is non-BR games, right? I mean, apparently COD Modern Warfare is going to have a BR, but nothing else has been announced yet that I'm aware of.
Only the Fallout 76 BR.
Yeah, no.
Beyond those.
But nothing. I meant new releases. Like, there's a big bulk of releases in September, isn't there? And I've seen nothing yet.
Yeah.
But I have seen a massive emphasis on co-op.
Yeah, I was going to say exactly the same thing. Yeah, the big lean towards co-op, the big lean towards PvE opposed to PvP.
Well, and this PvPvE thing.
PvPv, yeah. I got that all wrong.
Like Gambit in Destiny or like Hunt Showdown, if you've played that. Basically, an AI-populated map with other players that can interfere with your gameplay experience.
I love the idea of that. I'm not a big fan of Gambit. I think Gambit is a little bit light on the PvP aspect of it.
Fair shout, yeah.
But I played Hunt Showdown and I absolutely loved that.
It's one of my favorite games. I enjoy it a lot.
I barely came across other players. It was mostly me getting killed by a butcher man or a weird spider lady that kept making me jump. Run away.
That's the thing, yeah.
I don't like spiders at the best of times, especially when they're... or ladies scare me and spiders scare me. So spider ladies are terrifying.
That's not a mix that you want to get in on.
Yeah, I'm going to hide in the bush.
Well, tomorrow, do you know Tom Clancy's Wildlands? Did you ever play that?
I played the beta.
Well, that has free content dropping tomorrow.
On Wildlands?
Yeah, for Wildlands, which is going to be a lead up to Breakpoint.
Which is the next one, yeah?
Which is the one that comes out at the end of the year, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same idea. So you've got a PvPvE concept on a big open world scale, as I understand it so far, with a deathmatch element that you can go into if you want to. But the thing coming tomorrow is a kind of gauntlet run. So you spawn in. I don't know if you do it in squad or solo. They haven't revealed that.
Mm-hmm.
But you spawn in. You get given an extraction location on the map, and your job is to make it to that extraction point, not unlike Hunt Showdown.
Yeah.
Other players can try and stop you, and there are AI control, cartel, and such on the map as well.
So is that a runners against chasers type event?
I don't believe so. I believe it's everybody get to the end, i.e. gumball rally kind of idea, you know?
Interesting.
So everybody gets an extraction point, and they're trying to make it, but you're kind of knocking people out the way on the way.
I like these things as game modes. But I don't like them as games. One of that, like with Sea of Thieves, mm-hmm. I like that there are other people around and you can shoot and get involved with each other. But I don't like that I can spend 2 hours doing an event or mission or fault or whatever, and then have someone
then lose
who's got more people. I'm on my own, so more people to bully me and take away what I've just spent 2 hours for. I don't like that you can't lock out from that. So if it's a game mode, I'm all for it. If it's the game, I'll get bored with it quickly.
From what I can gather about this, it is a game mode. It's a selected game mode. It's not a core part of the game. Because the core part of the Wildlands experience is PvE. It's co-op PvE.
Yeah, but it's like Gambit in Destiny.
Yeah.
Gambit in Destiny is wonderful. But if every single strike
had you PvP could elements. Be killed,
that would be horrific. Like if you're doing something to... imagine a story mode, but halfway through the story, someone might reset you back to zero. that'd be horrible.
Do you know what that was? That's Dark Souls. That game did that.
I hated Dark Souls for that. I rage quit Dark Souls more because someone invaded than any other reason.
We used to block it.
It got to a point where they'd invade and I'd just leave. I'd just go. I wouldn't even let them fight. I'd just be like, no, I'm done. I'm playing someone else. It used to get to me that much.
We used to block it on the firewall so that we couldn't be invaded.
Oh, I played on Xbox.
Yeah, pull the network cable out of the Xbox and stop that madness.
That would have been genius. Mm. Why didn't I think of this? Mm, where magic. Was you 4 years ago?
Not playing Xbox.
I'm going to hold the fact we weren't friends against you.
I see you.
This is all your fault. The amount of times I sat on the stairs sulking.
Sulking because you got invaded in Dark Souls.
Midway through the stream, I'd get so angry I'd have to go and sit on the stairs.
Yeah, it was
just
a lot.
Give it 2 minutes to cool down.
It was the griefing culture, wasn't it? It was such a griefing culture.
But I'm so much not part of that culture. I'm so much in that let's rise each other up in opposed to tear each other down.
Mate, I'm right there with you. Since I've become older, I've lost interest in competitive gaming. That's the thing.
You're old and your reactions aren't there and you can't compete. True. So now you've taken the pacifist route.
No, I'm by no means a pacifist, mate. I'm an invader in Gambit.
I'm above it all.
I'm the guy in Gambit that will go in and get a 4-peat. I've got no shame in that.
As angry and bitter and twisted as I am about Dark Souls, I'm the first one to camp the circle to jump over in Gambit and go and kill all four. The best one is when you kill all four people. And then you get another one of them on respawn.
Yeah, you get the cheeky last pick.
If you can get the fifth. Yeah. Oh, that's the dream.
Just to hear the drifter scream whoop at the end of it. It's like, I've pleased my father. I'm fine. Gets me
it's
a lot.
Such a negative. But someone chose to play Gambit. It's their own fault.
I agree with you there. I think that's fair.
We opted in.
Yeah, it was a choice. It was a clicked choice. We knew. But there's not, I mean, we haven't got much release. What have we got this month? Wolfenstein.
Wolfenstein's
this month.
Wolfenstein's the only one that I can think of.
I don't think there is anything else. I haven't got anything else in my diary, I don't think. Let me pop a page for you here, bro. No, I've got Wolfenstein and a car service, apparently.
My car doesn't need servicing because it doesn't exist. So
mine does because it does. So that's fun.
Real cars often need more servicing than imaginary ones.
They do. I find that to be the case.
I don't miss my car.
But they also cost more money than imaginary
ones. Exactly. Yeah, I'm saving the money, but I have to walk to McDonald's.
I think that's all right. I mean, you could always Uber Eats McDonald's.
Could do.
I can anyway. You could literally just have it delivered to your home.
You can here, but
But it's next door. You actually live next door to a McDonald's.
It's a 10-minute walk. I feel like it's close enough for me to wander up to. I don't eat very often.
Yeah, that's fair. I get McDonald's on a Friday with a kid. Just laziness, really.
Every time I eat it, it's because of laziness. It's not because I want it. It's never because I want it. It's always because I'm too late. I'm too lazy to cook, but I'll walk for 20 minutes.
I get that.
The weird psychology.
I understand that. That's fine. I get that. It's like, no, this is too much effort. I especially don't like cooking when it's hot.
Yeah.
And I get all crap and sweaty.
It's,
I don't like that.
So hot recently. It's apparently been nasty. We're in the middle of, like, we're in the calm of the storm between two different heat waves. We've had one a few weeks ago. We've got another one coming up, and it was still 32 degrees in the coolest room of my house today.
Well, that's not for me, that.
No, I'm going to start streaming from the fridge.
Do you reckon it'll work? Can we do that?
I mean, if I took the shelves out and crumpled myself up, I can get in there.
I couldn't get in my fridge. My fridge has got a disco light. It would annoy me.
You're a good 2 foot taller than me.
I've also been in the fridge more than you, mate.
I'm not commenting. You're just very tall. I could crumple. I'm pretty sure I could crumple. My legs might dangle at the front.
Well, what if you, I mean, why don't you stream from the bath and then sell your bath water? Because that's apparently something we can do now.
There's a lot of money in that.
I believe there was a lot of money for one specific person.
No.
Who's
no.
Now having a back pedal.
Game Miguel Bathwater. The title I've just realized does prohibit me somewhat. But if we just call it Gamer Bathwater.
Yeah.
Boom. I'm quids in. I'm all over it.
I don't know if people want men's arse water.
Can we? No, not men's arse water. My arse water. My arse water. And can we stop calling it arse water? Because you're breaking my marketing strategy.
Okay. What, for arse water? Okay.
It's not arse water. This is Pokes.
Gamer goo. This is Pokes Gamer goo.
Gamer goo is a very different product. That was weird, right?
Did you hear that people were drinking it, Poke?
People were always, no, but that's always what it was supposed to be for. They were, I will drink your bath. I love you so much. Lord. I will drink your bath water. It's the old romantic, stupid thing that my parents would say.
So here's catch 22, right? Here's catch 22. It would have been more sensible to record the video of filling the bath water out the bath water and then obviously going to the tap and putting clean purified water in those jars, right? Knowing that people were going to drink it. However, technically, you're mis-selling a product because you're not selling your actual bath water, right?
Does it say anywhere on the advert it's her actual bath water beyond her sitting in the bath?
I'm not going to lie. I did not go to the advert because I want to buy her bath water.
I mean, it sold out on the first day I read. It's $30 a jar.
Yeah, $30 for a jar of dirty ass water. It's right there for you, man. It's got feet in it. It's got ass in it.
And this is all disgusting. And obviously, I want no part of the buying process. But she can get $30. I think I could probably get $2.
If you fill that bath deep.
Bucket.
If you fill that bath deep.
Mate, I'll live in the bath like a merman if I need to. $2 a pop. If I can get enough of that, patched out.
I realise being a content creator, it's often dirty for us to talk about making any money, despite how passionate we are about not starving to death.
Dirtier about you talking about arse water.
But, I mean, you're flogging arse water, aren't you? You know, it's right there.
Well, I mean, I'm assuming she had a shower, then she had the bath.
You assume she had a bath prior to the bath
water? I would hope she was clean. I'm not the sort of person who's going to buy old bath water, secondhand water. previously loved water
upcycled but water.
If I was gonna buy previously used bath water,
yeah,
I would want it to be previously used by someone who has previously showered.
there was
a report I saw, let me see if I can find it, of someone on Twitter who subsequently lost their Twitter account, funny enough, who said that they got an STD.
They got herpes, didn't they? I saw them say that. Yeah, it wasn't
bath. It wasn't, no, but people are so quick to believe these things.
Well, people like a scandal, right?
Yeah, and is it more of a scandal than someone selling their bath water, their dirty arse?
Well, isn't that, that's technically just recycling content, right? You're just recycling your content by selling your arse water. It's a thing.
Recycling, it's like, look, it's very healthy, you know, really. It's
I don't know about that.
It's not healthy for you or the person who drinks it. They're going to die. But one, that's one less person's carbon footprint on Earth.
Yeah, you were saving the environment.
That's not how water recycling doesn't work that way.
No.
We're not running out of water. We're not creating new water. We've got the same
water we've always had.
Yeah, it's not new.
I mean, technically, we're all drinking dinosaur bathwater.
My mum, when I was a kid, tried to convince me that because of the way the water cycle is, that you've probably drunk
dinosaur
the queen's pee. My mum's amazing.
But, yeah, I like where her mind's queen's at. Pee. That explains your creativity.
Because you're still within the same... Oh, it all comes from my mum.
Well, what if old Lizzie decided to do that? What if old Lizzie decided to flog some bathwater?
You'd buy it.
I mean, I'm a proud Brit, you know, but I don't know if I'm drinking bathwater.
I don't even think it needs to be the Queen. I don't even know if it needs to be the Queen. I think you'd do a lesser person. I think you'd do the chairman of Yorkshire Tea.
I mean, I'd like to meet the chairman of Yorkshire Tea, but I don't think I'd introduce myself immediately saying, hi, I'm Fenn, can I buy your bathwater?
Can I have your bathwater, please? Because I want to drink it and sell my story on the internet.
I want to put a tea bag in it. I want to heat it up and I want to put a tea bag in it and make a cup of Yorkshire tea with the Yorkshire chairman's arse water.
In your head and in my head, tea bagging Yorkshire Tea's old bathwater is a very different scenario.
Well, I mean, here we are, right? That's us living that life. But what comes next, man? What are they going to sell? They're going to sell, like, toenail clippings?
Without getting too gross and too into the dark and seedy side of the internet, I'm sure there's people that are selling far worse
things. Yeah.
Stuff. Let's go with stuff. But I don't think toenail clippings and hair's always been a thing, right?
You can buy hair's a thing. The lock of hair is.
I bought a lock of feministic hair.
Yeah, when I still had
eBay,
some.
Yeah. Just so I knew it was a thing once upon a time.
It was a thing once upon a time. It was a 7.5-inch purple Mohican of glory. I could have sold every individual spine of that hair, I suspect.
I wish I could have seen it. I wish I could have been there.
I'll dig up a picture one day.
You need to recreate it.
I can't. I don't think I could grow it anymore, man.
I know you couldn't. But what I meant was, if you'd let me finish my thought, is if you are creative and get some, like, cereal box cardboard, paint it, you could blue Peter your way to a cardboard Mohican,
which I could then sell on eBay.
I think that would work wonderfully because you seem like a very hands-on kind of a guy. I'm not saying you couldn't fix a car, you take it to the mechanic, but when it comes to cardboard stapling and maybe a little bit of tape,
I think I've got that in hand.
Yeah, I think you got it. I believe in
fair,
you
fair, fair.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll put some consideration in. I'll maybe draw a plan.
Right. So I want to see that.
See what comes out. Did you see me as an old man today? Did you see
I
that?
I didn't see the... I did. I saw the big trend. The big, hey, look how old I am.
Yeah,
pictures.
FaceApp. It was called FaceApp.
What is FaceApp? Is it like an app?
It's an AI face changer. Do you remember when the gender swap pictures were a thing?
Yeah, again, I assume that was a Snapchat filter.
I think that was... But the actual original AI thing was done by FaceApp, but FaceApp watermarks, whereas Snapchat doesn't.
Right.
So all it does is you take a picture or you upload a picture and then it ages you 3,000 years. And that's kind of how it works. So I ended up looking a bit like either a skinny Phil Mitchell or a Walter White. I'm not really sure which one I'm going
skinny
for yet.
Skinny Phil Mitchell or a Walter White.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you. Immediately. Oh, I did FaceApp. What's it called?
Yeah, FaceApp.
I did FaceApp and I look like a celebrity. That's basically all you're saying. Not a good celebrity, but still.
I didn't say it. That was bestowed upon me.
I just heard you say it a minute ago.
Yeah, but only because it was bestowed upon me. I didn't decide it. It was told that that was what I looked like. Feel free to visit the Twitter feed.
I'm actively downloading this app now.
There you go. Oh,
that's FaceTime. Oh, crap.
Let's see what Poke looks like when he's old. It gave one of my friends more hair, which I thought was peculiar.
who was it? I said Bob. I think it gave... was it Bob? It gave a beard, more of a beard too? Or grey beard? Someone who didn't have a beard had a beard.
Yeah, you can add more beard. You can add beard and then put old over the top of it if you want to.
Well, I shaved my beard down and immediately regretted it.
Look 7.
So, absolutely. Like a 7-year-old potato man.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like... very much to have the beard back, so this might be the app for me. I'll download this app and we'll post on Twitter and we'll see which one of us makes a better looking
potato man.
Old man.
Well,
not potato man. I'm already a potato man. I want old man.
I took a picture of me and my son, and I applied the old man filter to my son. No, the beard filter to my son, the hipster beard filter, and ended up with Professor Broman. which was one of the weirdest things I think I've come across. I didn't post it because it's a direct picture of my son, but it very much looked like
just post Professor a picture Broman. Of Professor Broman. Just stick a picture of him up.
Well, we'll see.
Did
you see that? There's a really hilarious one of Ninja, Tim the Tap Man, Dr. Lupo, and Courage JD. Did you see it? That made me die. So you got Ninja old, Tim the Tap Man old, Courage JD old, and Dr. Lupo just looks exactly the same. And it proper made me laugh.
I did see a really good like meme one. I can't remember one of the companies I follow on Twitter did it, which did all of the Avengers. And it had like Captain America. No, it had Spider-Man and Thor. And then it had Ant-Man, who looked exactly the same. Because Paul Rudd just doesn't age.
Like Keanu Reeves. He just doesn't ever age.
Yeah, it never ages.
No. Although he's clean shaven in the upcoming Bill and Ted video. You know that? You know that?
Are you excited about Bill and Ted?
No, because it's going to make me feel painfully old.
But everything makes you feel painfully old now.
A lot of things.
You get to that age. Once you get to 30,
everything goes downhill. Yeah.
And the problem is that you're a 30-year-old man who is surrounded predominantly in an industry full of 20-year-olds or 25-year-olds pretending to be 20.
I'm married with a bunch of kids. I've ticked all the boxes. The job's done now. I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting to die.
Ready for
literally waiting to die right now. This is it. I've got 30 more years to go.
Yeah.
I think, you know what I might do? I might just sign up for this Area 51 raid and I'll lead the charge.
Really? Before you do that, I think it's important. And I've been loving your 30-30 videos.
Oh, yeah.
Your 30 videos in 30 days, right?
Yep.
Which has now come to an end, but you're going to continue to do these videos.
I've been doing lots of vlogs on Instagram, actually.
I want to see, and you're going to need a cameraman for this.
Oh, God.
Because you're not going to be able to hold the camera and get the perfect shot. So you may need to enlist your good wife. Mm-hmm, I want to see, before I allow you into my Area 51 raid, I'm claiming it as my own now. and we're going to do it the day before everyone else as well. We'll one up them. I want to see you Naruto run. I want to see the quality of your Naruto run.
I've never done a Naruto run.
One's ever really done a Naruto run. You can't normal run.
Do I need to write this down?
You don't know you can't Naruto run.
I'm going to write it down.
I assume you know what the Naruto run is.
Yeah, it's the weird run with your hands down by your sides or somewhere.
No,
right?
No, it's one. I think your arms need to be behind you. You're going so fast, you can dodge bullets.
Right.
And your arms cannot catch up. I don't know if that's the logic. I don't
probably go that fast and just fall on my face. That's what I expect to happen.
Have you ever seen a kid run downhill too fast?
Yeah, my boy did it today. He ran so fast that he actually skidded. He hit the floor and skidded. I was like, Jesus.
I wish I could run that fast.
It was a lot. I mean, how can you run so fast that you literally lose control of your body and your limbs? I just begin sliding on the floor. It's like, what are you doing?
He was the living embodiment of a Naruto run. And I think that's the mindset you need to be in while doing it. I've never done it, but I feel like that's what you really
run
need
screaming,
to
gravity, take me now.
If you could do it from the top of the hill to the bottom of a hill,
no, I'd end
I will
up on
give
my
you
face.
Double points.
I would flat out end up on my face.
And that's why the people want to see it.
Mm-hmm. I'll do it. You do it as well, though.
I've got no one to film it for me. I'll have to staple it to a tree.
When we're at EGX, we'll have lunch and then we'll Naruto run.
Do you think we can get everyone to Naruto run?
I think we could get a lot of us Naruto running away from the security guards.
I think this community is strong enough, and by strong enough, I mean silly enough
to do Naruto
run. Naruto run at we should do a sign up sheet.
We should probably make a Google form.
Let's do a sign-up sheet for the EGX
Naruto run.
Area 51 raid.
Well, they say that they're going to Naruto run at Area 51, don't they? That's the working plan.
There's a movie called DayZ.
Yeah.
DayZ's the game. World War Z. Sorry, World War Z. Where outside of the big wall in Israel, all the zombies run
pile
at the wall
up on each other,
and they just shoot the shit out of them.
Yep.
Yeah. We don't need this Area 51 thing because we already know what that looks like.
Yeah,
but it's good that the people want to show what it would look like in real life, because as far as I know, the American army, they don't mess around.
No, they don't.
I don't think running at a military base doesn't sound like a great
idea.
It
does not. They already have A-10s on station, which are warthogs. Now they don't speak in English, they speak in that's literally what they do, right? And then a bunch of people die.
I was talking to someone, a friend of mine, who's in the military in America, and he said that they'll do non-lethal. So it'll be, I assume, water cannons and beanbag guns. And when they don't work, they'll shoot.
Yeah. pretty much.
It's so matter of fact about, yeah, that's true.
But it's a military installation. We all know that on a list of things that one does not do, one does not rush on foot without some ridiculous death wish, a military installation.
Don't run at men with guns
that are trained to kill you. These people haven't been prancing about on the weekend sat on a sofa, mate. These are star-jumping nutcases with rifles that haven't had a thing to do in quite a long time.
They're bored. Your target practice.
They're bored and you're a moving target. That'll be fun.
And they're not going to get in trouble for it because it's their job.
Because you're rushing a bloody building. It's like when people grab the tower guards. So when people run up and grab them, you're like, right, he's got a knife on his gun and there's bullets in. Think it through.
There's a really good episode of The Simpsons. I can't remember which one it was, but where Homer is outside of the US embassy and the guards are there and he's messing with them. So he's pulling on their faces, whatever he's doing, he's messing with them. And he just punches him in the face. He says, yeah, we don't do that here. That's England. It's just like, yeah, you're going to get shot.
Yeah, you're going to get shot.
The way I was looking at it is, there's no way. If say there was aliens. I don't know if I believe in aliens. There probably is something out there. But whether it's something like us or whatever doesn't matter. But say there are aliens and say that there are aliens that came here and say we caught one.
Okay.
And you're in charge, right? You're in charge of the whole military operation on this alien. Everyone thinks it's in Area 51.
Yeah, you've got it in Area 52.
Do you keep it in Area 51 where everyone thinks you've got LGBT? Or, this is where it gets really clever. Or you do keep it in Area 51.
As a double bluff.
Because no idiot's going to keep it in Area 51, so you keep it there. Well, so I think they're right. I want to see the outcome.
Here's what I know about Area 51. You can't look at it on a Google map, right? It's a blurry circle, okay?
Is that the same with any military base? I don't know.
Most military bases are either removed from Google Maps or they're a blurry circle.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. Do you remember that argument with Strava a few months back with the running app Strava that was showing up military bases because it was showing in the middle of nowhere there were millions of people or thousands of people doing this same running route around the base.
It was
obvious. Showing up this military. Either way, the point being, I don't suspect that one turns up in the middle of the Nevada desert, which is where Area 51 is, and there's just a door in the sand, which seems to be what these folks are thinking.
Also, seven people are going to turn up.
Well, yeah, and then die of heat exhaustion.
Seven people are going to turn up and go, should we? And then they're going to start running and they're going to hear click of the guns being cocked and then they're going to turn around and they're going to Naruto run the right the other way.
Going to Naruto run the route home.
They're going to Naruto run home.
It's just a terrible plan. It's just a terrible plan.
I like that no one takes it serious. It's like, what's it like? 500,000 signatures.
No, it's up to like 1.5 million now.
There you go. What? There's 1.5 million.
And three people are going to turn up, and two of them are going to be called Dave.
And of that, 99% of people are like, I'm going to sign up. This is really funny.
Of course they are.
There's 1% of people who want to and will.
Yes, but the chances are those 1% of people are going to turn up with tinfoil hats on and they're not going to be able to actively run.
I think if they can turn up, and if I think we might be better off.
I think we should just stay where we are and not worry too much about it, but I'd probably watch the live stream if I'm not busy.
I want one of them to have a GoPro on his head. Yeah. And I want to watch it live.
I want to just see what happens. And then show me the GoPro from the 8M Warthog. That'll be fine.
I want to see a GoPro, but I want it to be like sprung off their head at their face.
Yeah.
Because I want to see their reaction when that Warthog comes around the corner.
Exactly. When you just see those two massive plumes of smoke coming out of the bloody ground towards you. Naruto, run!
Irrespective of like all of the things, if you were near a military base, right, you're not running at it, you're not attacking it, you're just walking down the road, you didn't know it was there, and then suddenly there's one there, and out of that military base comes a truck with 20
nutcases,
right, not just the troops, they're just in the back, they're just gonna go about their business on a patrol. If you see that, my butthole would tighten.
That'd
be enough for me to go, I probably shouldn't be here, I'm gonna go away. Not that's without guns, that's without tanks, that's without any of it.
I'd probably mess it up, stand to the side of the road and like salute the truck or something stupid. I just mess it up. You know what I mean?
In your best Boy Scout.
In my best Boy Scout. I'm terribly sorry. I don't know how I'd handle it. I'd mess it up. That's what would happen.
I 100% would mess it up.
Yeah, me too. I would definitely mess that up. So I don't think the Area 51 raid is a very good idea.
But I think the day before Area 51 raid might be better.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to collect a lot of watches and shoes, you could probably go day after.
You've got that's good day after. Yeah, day after is probably a good idea.
I don't know if I want to go. Take your bath water and hope for the best.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I stick to my bath water plan of $2 per bucket.
Yeah, $2 of arse water. Let's go.
Arse water. Streamer arse water.
We're onto something here, mate.
Yeah.
We're onto something here. We're on a winner. So, yeah, what else happened? Not a lot else has happened, right?
It's been a slow news week.
It has been a slow news week.
You say it's been a slow news week. We've talked about someone selling bathwater and people trying to liberate aliens. Yeah, nothing happened this week. People are trying to liberate aliens.
They think they're going to walk in with a rubber ducky around the waist and come out in an Iron Man suit. That's what's in these people's heads. That's what they think is the result.
They're going to go in a Winnebago and come out like it's Paul.
Yeah, they're going to literally just fly through the ceiling with an alien in a bag or something. I don't really know how they think it's going to work.
Is that going to be like real life Alf?
But maybe. I mean, I don't know what an alien looks like. It could be an Alf. It could be a Mork from Mork and Mindy, if you remember that show.
Could be a Mac from Mac and Me, if we're talking about obscure 80s things.
Like Mac and Cheese?
Mac and Me was the greatest movie of all time when I was a small child.
I don't know if I've seen it. Is it like Tango and Cash?
It's exactly like Tango and Cash, except for Tango was played by a really badly made rubber suit alien with a fat belly. Big eyes.
That sounds amazing.
I will find a link for you and I'll ping it over.
Yeah, please do. I need that in my life.
Probably on Netflix.
Oh, speaking of links and things that have happened, I had no idea this was happening. There is a Streamer Life documentary on Amazon Prime. Ooh.
Streamer Life documentary?
Yeah, it's called...
Mate, that's going to be a lot of people eating very quickly before they start streaming.
Well, I think that's what it's going to be. But it's like Pokemane. It's Pokemane, Elahim, and Disguised Toast. You know, they're not small names in the world of Twitch.
They're pretty big.
You know, this is a documentary about the life and how hard they have to work for what they have. And we obviously know it, but...
I hope this is going to be very... do you remember Indie Game, the movie?
Did you ever see
Indie Game? Indie Game, the movie, was where it was the makers of Super Meat Boy and Fez.
Okay.
A guy who made Braid was on it as well. It was the background of what it took to make those games that you take no thought into it. And it was just like the year before it was released and all the stress. I hope if it's anywhere near as good as that, I'm going to love it.
Well, I'm going to watch it because I'm going to watch it out of idle curiosity, but it's 1.7 hours long.
Hour seven, that's a meaty, that's a lot of movie.
I like Elahim. But it's like I said, it's on Amazon Prime. It's called, I think it's called LTS or, I think it's called like Living the Stream documentary or something
Living
like that.
Living the Stream is absolutely what I would have called it if I'd made the documentary.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is as a thing. I put a link to it somewhere. Let me dig it up.
When does this come out?
It's out. It's out now. This is what I mean. I didn't know anything about it.
Maybe we should watch it and then we can talk about it next week.
Okay.
And that's a good shout.
That's the goal for the week. That's your homework for the week.
I like homework. What a nerd. Who says that? Who says that means it?
Well, you.
Nerd.
So that's the thing. One thing I did want to touch on that I'm still not sure whether we should do this, but I'm going to do it anyway, is this this Twitter soapboxing. It's been bugging me, man. It's been, you know as well as I do, there are tweets that you look at on Twitter, obviously, because that's where the tweets live. But you look at them sometimes and you want to get involved and you can't because it's your professional Twitter. And
I'm ultra cautious. I'd rather shut up and not cause trouble than cause trouble on accident.
I am of the same opinion. But recently, I can't help but notice a considerable amount of streamers, particularly partners, climbing on soapboxes and telling everybody what their content should be and who they should host and how they should make it and what they should do and how they should monetize. And
this has been a progressionary thing as far as I can see, because this grew from hey guys, make sure you stay hydrated, to hey guys, make sure you take stream breaks, to hey guys, look after yourself, to hey, stop hosting that guy, host this guy. And it's very quickly gone from a very sort of positive message, which one person put a positive message and then 2,000 people jumped on that positive message as a, oh, they got 10,000
exactly
retweets. I'll get 10,000 retweets.
Yeah.
And then it's just they've pushed that envelope on and on and on until you're now not giving advice. You're telling people what they're doing is wrong.
And I personally, I don't believe that somebody can tell me that what I, and let me get that right. Unless we're not working on a sort of ethical, moral level here. We're not the guy that renamed his chat currency V-Bucks and then started pushing bloody giveaways for V-Bucks. You know what I mean? That's a different level.
I know that
level.
Guy. I know that guy.
Well, that's a different level. That's a different level.
I've not seen him for a bit. Funny that. Is he gone?
I don't know. I don't know what's happened. But, you know.
It's a loss to streaming.
Well, it's a loss to innovative thought. I mean, next, who knows? You could be selling your own ass water.
I am going to sell stream my butt water. I'm going to, we need to call it something different. But ass water just sounds too aggressive.
Well, call it like gas water, gamer ass water.
My brain immediately went to gamer butt juice, and then I realized immediately that's probably not better. We've not gone in the right direction.
It's not better at all.
No one wants streamer ass juice.
No. No. We live in a world of swamp crotch, man. We don't need to sell this.
Oh, man. We're in a heat wave.
Yep. I have a mesh chair and I stream in booty shorts. There's a reason for this.
I streamed in full length. Because I played PUBG today, I wore a shirt, a tie,
ghillie suit,
and I didn't quite go to ghillie suit, but I wore combat trousers, a shirt and a tie, which was a great idea until I turned every studio light on in this, and then I'm slowly melting. So I am eyeballs ready to sell my butt juice.
Well, that's
ready to go. Ready to go. But yeah, soapboxing. I think it came from a positive place, and then too many people saw an opportunity to exploit.
And now we've become a lecturing place.
Yeah, and it's, I think some of it, like I was reading a tweet earlier that said about there's a hosting culture on Mixer right now, which, love it or hate it, I think it's not necessarily a bad thing. I think that you can, it's almost like a rage, but longer term. And that's used well, but the trouble is because of Spark farming, which, if you don't know, obviously when you watch Mixer, you gain this currency which you can then use to essentially pay the partner for free, give them a little bit extra money. And because of that, a lot of the partners are hosting 24-hour streams. So again, love them or hate them, you've got like the Gandalf channel, which is just Gandalf nodding. It's not the content I want to watch, but hey, each to their own. And the Crab Rave, which is a constant 24-hour
noise.
I don't like those. They're not for me. I don't watch those. I don't support those. I find other ways to do it. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of outspoken, hey, you shouldn't be hosting these 24-hour channels. They're not really putting any work in. But then you've got, on the flip side, you've got people like RetroFizz, who are creating content purely as recorded content to stream 24 hours, that then being lumped into this 24-hour culture. So then they're going to be alienated because someone you looked up to told you not to host them, so you don't. And then you're hurting the people who are working hard in a different way, in a creative way, because you're trying to support someone who's... It's a crab dancing, man. What can I say?
Yeah, but here's where I see the dilemma in that, right? My stream rig is on 24/7, pretty much, right? Mm-hmm. It's almost always on. And I always have my auto host running, right? So I have my mix it up, provide the separate app, the auto host. You can set a list of hosts. You can set a max time that you want to host for, etc. I have a full list of about 15 people on that list, right? Which is the people that I rate their content. I enjoy their content. I want to support it with my lurkers that are doing the Spark stuff. You know, I want that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course. And that's how it should be. That's exactly how I have mine.
But at the very bottom of it is Monster Cat.
Yeah.
Because I can't. Because of the current culture on Mixer, I can't be without my channel hosting someone.
It will unfortunately cost you money if you have no stream host money. And not all those 15 people might be offline for an hour, 2 hours.
Well, that's the problem, of course, is when you start getting to the 5 a.m.s when, you know, my American list is running a bit low, I need a fallback, and the fallback is Monster Cat. The reason I choose Monster Cat is because at least it's produced content, like Retro.
Yeah, exactly. It's something that you have. It's Monster Cat is a service we've all used in the past as well. So
I listen to it when I'm doing video work and stuff like that. It has a place in my life. But, you know, I'm being told by people today that, not told directly, but I'm seeing these tweets that are saying that I shouldn't be doing that because it's not supporting, and blah blah blah. But you're like, but
what's worse is that it's
supporting
it's,
the 15 names
it's
before
mob
it, you know?
Rousing. It's grab your pitchforks and let's have at this person. because you're hosting Monster Cat for 2 hours a day, maybe.
Yeah.
But because you're hosting Monster Cat, I'm not going to support you. I'm not going to host you, Finn. And no one else should as well.
But that's, do you feel that that's what they're saying?
Yeah, it's exactly what they're saying. I've seen people outright say, I'm not going to support you because you are doing this.
I have seen that.
And by extension, they are telling their community, you shouldn't support those either. And it's kind of, it's almost that white knight attitude of elevating yourself into a position of glory whilst stepping on the neck of someone else to push them further into the mud. Yeah. So I tell you that Fenn is doing it wrong, but look at me, I'm doing it right. So I've not only have I separated myself in a way that I not necessarily should, I've also managed to push you back down and make that gap between me and you a little bit. And I know that's a very cynical way of looking at it, but that's what it is.
I think it's deeper on a base level. I think it's someone that looks at your channel and wants the views. I think it's that. I think they want the host.
There's a lot of streamer jealousy, and I completely understand it. When you are working your ass off for, you're a full-time streamer and you're banging in 70, 80 hours, or you're a part-time streamer who's got 10 hours spare a week and you spend 8 of them on stream, you are busting your ass to get that in. And then you see someone who was pulling 30, 40 viewers is now pulling 80, 90. I can see why that would get under their skin, and that why not me attitude can poison them. It just
seems to be. It does seem to be, and
you have to work really hard not to let it. And we've all been in a position where we thought, oh, just that's not right, that's not fair. But unfortunately, the world isn't fair. And if it's, they're not taking from you, they're not hurting you. That's not. Then if I had 20 people, and because this was going on, I only had 10 people. Yeah, I'd be probably right to think I'm a little put out by it. But then I had to look inwardly and think, well, okay, they're winning because of this, or I'm losing out on what I had because of this reason. What can I do? You should look inward and see what you can adapt and change, not poison someone else's positivity. I don't get that. Yeah. Why you can't force yourself out of that mindset.
I'm right there with you on that.
But that's because I'm a positive person as much as I take a negative outlook on some things. And I know I will take the negative argument on some things. I'm very positive overall. I want to see everyone succeed. I want to help everyone succeed. I want to do more than that.
I get you. I want it to go away. I just want that soapboxing to go away, because I don't want new people coming in, you know, to Mixer in particular, and looking at it and seeing, you know, just bile and everybody just mouthing off at the platform, which seems to be what we're getting from this.
Remember. I assume it was the same when you came, because you're compared to when I came over, you're still fairly new to the platform overall.
Yeah.
When I came over, and I heard so many times over the years is, I love Mixer. I came over because it's so positive, it's so community driven, everyone's so nice here. It's not like Twitch, and I don't believe this, so don't, these aren't my words, but I don't like Twitch. Twitch is so toxic. I don't think Twitch is particularly toxic. I think it's just there's a more volume of people. You've got, you put 100 people in a room, one of them is going to be a dick. Yep.
You're going to find
it. You put 10 million people in a room, you're going to get a lot of dicks. And it's just a volume, it's of, just penis. A volume of dicks. Yeah, it's a volume of dicks. I didn't mean penis, but I'm with you. So that's an attitude that I've always seen. It's so much nicer here. It's so much less toxic. And as it's growing, that toxicity
grows
starting to edge up, exactly, because we're getting bigger. So there's a few more dicks, and then suddenly.
Well, it's like when you see a streamer claiming they're exhausted from dealing with trolls because they've had Channel One in and things like that.
Mm, yeah,
that's all well and good and fine, but ultimately, isn't that where we're all trying to be?
Yeah,
you know, we're all trying to get to a point where you have that many viewers organically on your channel, or through hosts, or through whatever else. But that's the end goal. And that does come with toxicity. The cost is exactly that, you know.
Yeah, there's a price. Nothing's for free. That's a price.
I hope that all calms down soon, because this people telling people how to run their business, that's not theirs.
We go through phases. Of course we do. It goes through cycles. So it all can't, because everyone will get so annoyed at everyone that they'll stop saying it, and then in a year's time or 6 months' time, it'll all recirculate and it'll be another bunch of stuff. But by that time, I think gamer butt juice would have taken strong hold, and I'll be able to use my newfound influence as a entrepreneur to help teach everyone how they should be streaming and what they shouldn't be doing and who they should be hosting, and basically every aspect of their stream will be under my control.
I look forward to seeing how that works out for you.
6 months. That's my 6 month plan.
And speaking of dreams, it's time for me to go to bed.
Is it that time already?
It's that time already. We've done 50 minutes.
Damn, today has flown. I've enjoyed this conversation. You've been a joy, my friend.
You have as well. I think, you know, we should not talk more often.
Gives us a good hour of talking nicely.
Yeah. Or we should just record how we normally talk anyway. That seems to work as well. Let's stick to that. Let's do it.
Yeah, that sort of planless plan.
Right, I'm going to go and make a jar of butt juice and then I'm going to bed.
One doesn't simply make a jar of butt juice.
One does when they've just finished a 5-hour stream.
Have fun.
Yeah, I'll catch you. Take it easy, folks. Bye-bye.
Bye, all. Bye, guys. Bye, bye. Bye.